Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Hubert Parent-Bouchard, who is the CFO of Radisson Mining, traded on the TSXV under the symbol RDS and on the OTC markets under the symbol RMRDF. Hubert, it's great to have you on the show just to get an update on some of the recent drill results from Radisson Mining. And I want to start off before we get into some of the recent releases with just what we were talking about off mic about when you look at this overall O'Brien project, the hit rate that the company has had in the last few years is very impressive. I think you said initially it was around a 30 to 35% hit rate, but now with the new model, you've taken that up to over a 70% hit rate. Would you mind sharing just the overall metrics on the drill holes the company has put in, the new model, and why you were finding consistent high-grade gold?
Sure. It's a pleasure being on the show, Shad. Thank you for having me. As your listeners might be aware, the company published a new model back in 2019 under which it published a resource estimate in July of 2019 again, establishing O'Brien as one of the richest undeveloped deposits in North America. And what we were discussing before recording is since then, we started a 60,000-meter drill program, eventually expanded it to 130,000-meter drill program. And so far, we've got close to 100,000 meters that have been published, including 176 holes. And what we were discussing is that the company was able to obtain a hit ratio above 70% with 130 intercepts out of those 176 holes, grading over 5 grams per ton, which was the cutoff used back in 2019. So this is an impressive hit ratio for such a high-grade deposit, where you usually see an average hit ratio anywhere in 35 to 50%. So quite pleased with the results so far.
Well, it is impressive, Hubert, to have 130 holes with over 5 grams per ton gold in them. I mean, that just shows the high-grade nature of the deposit. And some of the recent drill results you've put out have just continued that trend. Let's look at one that you put out on January 27th, really focused over at O'Brien West, where you had 38.34 grams per ton over 2 meters, and there was an intercept in there of 76 grams per ton gold over 1 meter, and another intercept with 5.84 grams per ton over 2 meters. You had a couple other results that were some high grade from that batch of drill results, but what have you learned over at O'Brien West, and what are these drill results showing you?
Yeah, we also had an additional hole that returned 7.2 grams over 3.2 meters. And what listeners should know is that O'Brien West is an exploration play for us. It's, a 2.5-kilometer corridor along the prolific Larder Lake Cadillac Break, west of the old O'Brien mine that was not part of the last resource estimate that we published in 2019. So it's a somewhat untested area, and these results just highlight the potential for additional high-grade gold discovery or mineralization on the sector, both near surface and at depth. So with initial drilling significantly exceeding our expectations, our team will be working on generating new high-priority exploration targets therein. And that will be done with the data and the historical data available on that portion of the property. And we hope to be able to tap into that potential in the not-too-distant future with other additional exploration campaigns.
Well, and do you imagine that you'll be able to bring some of these drill results into a new resource when you update it? How many more drill holes would you have to put in to get more confidence to bring some of those resources up enough to incorporate them?
For O'Brien West, I think it's still early days. The results we published so far there were from a 5,700-meter drill program. So when looking at the resource update eventually, that portion of the property probably won't be able to include it in a resource update. It will require additional drilling. We're essentially looking at the blue sky exploration potential here that's been, I guess, highlighted by this first round of drilling there.
Okay, well, we'll keep tabs on it as you continue to explore the O'Brien West property. But let's migrate over to a release that you just put out this week on February the 15th. And that is that Radisson over at your Trend Zero target has had some great exploration results come back in. One of the drill holes 59.79 grams per ton over 3 meters. So really almost 60 grams per ton gold there over 3 meters, including a really high grade intercept, 173.5 grams per ton gold over 1 meter. There was another intercept, 9.43 grams per ton over 3 meters, with a 16 grams per ton gold hit over 1 meter. And then another drill hit, 13.55 grams per ton gold over 2 meters, with a 53 grams per ton gold hit over half a meter. So some very impressive grade there and over reasonable intercepts. What are you learning here at this Trend Zero target?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we also had these drill holes were follow-up holes from previously released results back in 2020, of which we had 92 grams over 2.6 meters, some 47 grams over 2.6 as well, and 14 grams over 8.2 meters more at depth on the sector. What we've been able to highlight so far with the drilling program in general is the possibility to have enrichment vectors every 300 meters or so, stepping away from the old O'Brien mine, which renowned as an enrichment vector itself, having returned close to 600,000 ounces at 15 grams per ton. So results from what we call Trend Zero, which is essentially a 300-meter gap between the old O'Brien mine and the bulk of currently modeled resources on the Trend 1, is showing that there's potential for high-grade mineralization near surface and also at depth, with hole 247 returning 13.5 grams over 2 meters. So these results point out to future resource expansion potential laterally and at depth on the sector when looking at Trend Zero versus Trend One. And in fact, we with these results on end, we are eagerly waiting from results of from a series of 9 directional drill holes completed in late 2022, with the objective of testing the vertical extension and the lateral extension of the sector at depth. And out of these 9 holes, 5 return intersects of visible gold. So licking the core, if I can use the expression, we are eagerly waiting for results from these deeper results and hope that these holes contribute to our hit ratio, which has been very high, as we discussed earlier, through that 130,000-meter drill program.
Well, these are exciting results, and just the fact that you're testing it at depth and continue to hit at depth, as well as the lateral extensions. Can you just bring everybody up to speed on, out of the 130,000-meter drill program, how many meters are there that are still pending? Besides those 9 holes that you're waiting on there, how many other meters of holes, or how many other holes are you still waiting on getting assay results back from? And then how many holes do you anticipate putting into these properties in the year of 2022?
Sure. So far, we've got close to 25,000 meters of drilling currently being assayed or being shipped or being logged within 55 holes, 24 of which return visible gold. The bulk of these holes are coming from Trend 1 and Trend 2, which are the key area here for resources for future resource expansion. In the coming months, we're working on 2 series of directional drilling, representing around 10,000 meters of drilling in around 20 holes that should be completed by around mid-May or so. That's the plan for the next 3-5 months. And we expect a significant amount of news flow to come our way with around 35,000 meters of drilling to be either assayed or completed by the end of Q2.
Well, Hubert, it sounds like there's a lot going on with the company, a lot of assays still waiting to be reported and a lot of drilling that's still ongoing. So we will keep following along as that news keeps coming back in. Can you remind everybody of what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and what the budget is for the balance of the year?
Yeah, as of February 15th, we had close to $9 million in cash, around $5 million of which was hard cash. So most of the flow through will be spent on the property in the first 2 quarters with that series of drill holes and relog and modeling and so on. So it should be an eventful a few quarters for us in the coming year. Quite excited to the work we're doing.
Well, we will definitely keep following along, Hubert, and I appreciate you coming on the KE Report today to give us an update on some of these recent drill results and just the overall drill program and the scope of it. If anybody has any questions about Radisson Mining, please feel free to give me an email, shad@kereport.com. And Hubert, thanks for coming on the show. We'll be talking to you as soon as more results come out.
Thank you, Shad. It was a pleasure being here, and we'll be back soon.